More than 2 million homes were in foreclosure by the end of last year, and that has left entire neighborhoods practically abandoned. Some homes are then vandalized, used as drug dens, swimming pools become fetid, and lawns choked with weeds. Kathy Cardenas has a solution to that. She wants to make some money, too. She's the owner of a new company called Designer Home Tending, and she joins us now from Salt Lake City. What is Designer Home Tending?
Well, Designer Home Tending is a completely no-cost service that we offer to real estate agents and their sellers. We put qualified home tenders in a home to clean it up, bring life back into the property, and this most of the time helps the house sell a lot faster than it would just sitting vacant.
What's a home tender?
A home tender is a person who moves into a house, they manage the property, they move into it. They have to have beautiful furniture. They decorate it like a model home. They take care of all the lawn maintenance, getting the weeds down. They care for the outside of the house. They pay all the utilities, cooperate for real estate showings. So it's nice because it gives some instant relief to these sellers who are already struggling hard enough just to make their mortgage payment. And then to have all these other, to be relieved of these other expenses is a great service. And by having a home tender, there's definitely been proven that the house will sell 40 to 60% faster mm-hmm. most of the time.
So you're basically having someone live there while it's being shown to realtors so it doesn't get vandalized or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely. The security for the property, especially right now, there are so many houses where there, you know, we've had people call us because there's been homeless people living in the homes. There have been some people get fines from the city because the weeds are so high. There's a lot of different reasons why having a home tender can certainly help more than just a curb appeal.
Okay, so you say it's free to the sellers and to the realtors. Do the home tenders pay you to live there?
Yeah, they do. Instead of a rent, they pay a fee to our service, which is comparable to what a studio apartment might be in their area. So for what they would pay for a studio, they get to live in a big, large luxury home.
So is it possible that the home tenders are actually people who have lost their homes that they owned, that were perhaps they were foreclosed upon, and they need a cheap place to live now?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been able to help a lot of families. Right now, with the foreclosures going so high, I mean, it's anybody it's happening to. You know, a lot of families have lost their jobs, so they've lost their homes. We actually had a single mom last year who she was home tending for about a year and a half, and she was able to save enough money home tending during that period that she was able to buy a house because she saved so much. You know, now she owns a home, and other families that have, we encourage them to call us. You know, if you've had to leave your big, nice home, it doesn't mean you have to go live in a one- or two-bedroom apartment. I mean, definitely call Designer Home Tending, and we can certainly help find a home that's a good fit for you and help you kind of get things back together and take a breather and start fresh. You know, it just really is needed for the home tenders. I think really need it because they need the affordable housing, and sellers really need it because they've got to be different than the other 15 vacant houses on the block. You know, they've got to bring life back into this house. They've got to do something to help it.
Kathy Cardenas owns the company Designer Home Tending. It puts people in abandoned foreclosed homes so that they can sell better, also helping out people who need a cheap place to live. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks.